Hey, Susan.
Hey.
Hey, Susan, it's Joey from Local Splash. How you doing?
How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you so much for answering. I don't know. We've been trying to get in contact with you, and I assume you have that automated, like messenger for the business.
Well, I think your message goes to spam for some reason. And so, like, hang on just a second, okay? Okay, I'll come see it in a second. Go watch Baby Boss.
That's funny.
Go watch Baby Boss, okay? So yeah, like it gets like automatically filtered out. So the number pops up for like just a second to tell me suspected caller, and then it just goes away, and I can't answer.
And then it goes, got it. Okay, I don't know if there's a way that we can fix that. I'm not too sure. This is the first time I've actually dealt with something like that, so I'm not too sure why that's doing that. Is there, I can schedule you, because we just have to do that 30-minute call. We've already done a couple of things here on our side, but obviously we have to finish it up with you. Could I try, if we schedule you, is there another number that we can potentially call just as like a backup just in case? Or is this the only number that you guys currently have right now?
Yeah, it's the only one that I have.
Okay.
I could try and sign up for like a Google number and then.
No, I don't want to impose too much on you guys. We'll make it work. You obviously answer now, so I guess if we schedule a time, maybe when we do call around that time, you'll see the number pop up, and you know, hopefully that would work. When we get to that system, is there a way to go around it? Like, should I say something, or should our team say something? Because usually we answer the questions, and it's just like, no, they don't want to talk and hang up.
Like, what does it ask you?
So when we call it, I don't remember, but when we call it, is say, hey, what are you calling about? And I was like, oh, well, Joey from Local Splash. Okay, well, who are you looking to? I think he says, who are you looking to speak with, and what's the nature of your call? And then right after that, it just goes, sorry, they're not available, and it just hangs up. Yeah.
Okay.
So
I'm looking at my call screen and seeing what it says. Okay, like I'm gonna change my protection to like a basic. And,
oh, okay.
Because now maybe
temporarily.
Because it did say suspicious calls, and then it said when you called up, it said suspicious callers, and the medium protection says screen suspicious calls and decline spam. Mm-hmm. So I just changed that, so maybe it'll let me get your phone call in. I was trying to see if your number was blocked on here somehow, or like how.
Yeah, that's okay.
Add it or you know, send it to not junk.
yeah, absolutely. And honestly, whatever system you have, it's a pretty cool system, because when you call, it sounds like a real human being. It sounded like it, like our team literally was emailing me and was like, hey, Joey, can you try calling her? Because their assistant keeps hanging up. I was like, keeps hanging up. So then I called, and then it sounds like a real person, and I'm talking to this person, and it's like, sorry, they don't want to talk, and then it hangs up. And I'm like, okay, but I was like, but I know I talked to Susan, so, but okay. Thank you for answering. Let me take a look at the schedule really quick. Because we do have to pencil you in, and then if you change your system, I will let our team know that I did speak to you, or at least I'm on the phone with you now. Let me do calendar. Okay, here we go. Okay, we're actually booked up for the rest of the day. Are you okay with tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow's fine.
Okay. And you guys are Dallas, Texas, so the central time.
Okay.
What time do you guys want tomorrow, your time? Do you want morning, afternoon, night?
Afternoon.
Afternoon. So we can do noon.
Okay.
Would that be all right?
Yeah.
All right, so let's do noon. So copy. Okay, I'm going to put you back in there tomorrow at noon. That way we'll give you a call. I'll let our team know. Should we try calling a couple of times if we get that automated message? Like, I'm just trying to figure out a way, because I know obviously your time is important.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you'll get it anymore since I took the suspicious caller off. But yeah, if I don't answer, tell them to call right back because sometimes like I just don't have enough time to answer it. Like,
of course.
You know, before it just blinks, you know.
Yep.
It just blinks up that a suspicious caller's calling. So, tell them to call right back. And, you know, if I don't answer after like the third time, maybe I'm not near my phone, but I'll try and make myself near my phone at noon tomorrow.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, just try to make it for noon tomorrow, anywhere between noon and like 12:15. We're typically going to call, and if you see, does it come up like as a missed, like a missed call? Like if we call you and that automated machine hangs up, does it say, hey, this person tried to call, or it doesn't even tell you that?
It just says suspicious caller calling, and then it just blinks off.
Oh, so it doesn't even give you a number or nothing like that. That's crazy.
No, it tells me what number it is, yeah.
Oh, it does.
Like, I
okay.
knew y'all were calling the other day. I saw it. I just couldn't answer it for some reason.
Couldn't answer it. Like, got it.
But I think now that it's, I took that suspicious thing off, then you'll be able to get through.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah, I saw that you called too, and I was actually, while you were ringing, I was actually literally in the middle of a meeting, so I was like, oh, God, hurry up. I got to call her back. I didn't want to miss you again. So, okay, perfect. Well, I do appreciate, and you got my text message too because you replied. So I guess worst case scenario, I'll have them shoot you a text. So that way we can all at least get this. Because once we do this part, we can handle everything else. You know what I mean? It's not like we have to call you every day, 20 times a day or anything like that. It's just to get that ball rolling. And once that ball's rolling, then we're pretty good. So
we got you
in there tomorrow at noon. That'd be 12 o'clock your time. And then I'll let our team know.
Okay.
Do you have any other questions or concerns for me, or how's everything been so far since the last time we talked? Good? You guys all right?
Oh, yeah. Everything's fine. We just got a big hailstorm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is, bad for the people for the hailstorm. Good for you guys to go out there. So what do you guys do? You guys have to go out there and, like, you just assess damage for, like, buildings or cars or, like, hail damage for, like, what do you guys typically do? Just, like, the houses, I guess?
Houses and buildings, stuff like that. Just like to look at their roof and their exterior and stuff. And then sometimes the hail's so bad it causes interior damage as well. But So
gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'd like
all
to
right.
put some marketing out in those zip codes, you know, so that people can call. Because a lot of those places you can't door knock at, or they have permit restrictions. You know.
Yep. I see what you're saying. Yeah. So just hanging stuff up there. Yeah, I heard yard signs is really good too. Like if you're already physically there, if you had some signs, I don't know if that's legal down there, but I know some people have seen some success in different areas that they're not used to, hanging a sign or two, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you have to you're allowed to put them in people's yards, but only like, you know, if they're under contract really.
Under contract, yeah, okay, yeah, gotcha.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Okay, well, I appreciate your time, Susan. Thank you for answering. I got you already scheduled, so you're all set and ready to go. Worst case scenario, we'll shoot you a text message, and then we'll just take it from there then, okay?
Okay, all right. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, no, thank you so much, Susan. You have yourself a great rest of your day. Take care.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Bye.